To you live on a Wednesday, it's Radio Life and Style, and right now we're reaching for a dream in more ways than one, because I told you we had a special interview lined up for you, and this one particularly I think exciting if you are a lady and if you're looking for a really special event in the form of a ladies fundraising breakfast. Well, stay close to the radio. We're going to give you the scoop right now. In the house with us is Kerry Donkin, regional manager for Reach for a Dream. I thought just for KZN, but you told me no, it's for KZN, the Free State, and the Northern Cape, because hey, why not? Multitasking and winning at life. How are you doing, Kerry?
Good, thanks, and you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to have you back in the house for a catch-up chat. And Mr. King, do you know much about Reach for a Dream yourself?
Well, I know that they're doing fantastic work. And I'm curious to hear about this ladies' fundraising breakfast.
Well, let's start at the high level here and find out what exactly does Reach for a Dream do, Kerry?
Well, that's a good question. So we've been around for 36 years.
36 years?
Yeah, 36 sure. years. And in 2022, we were voted South Africa's premium charity, which we were really proud of. And the only reason why we can't win it again is because you're not allowed to enter twice. So I feel like it's the All Blacks running that one, where they're not allowing us to win the World Cup twice, you know? So we're very proud of the fact that we are number one in the country. So Reach for a Dream's sole purpose is inspiring hope for children who are diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, and we fulfill their dreams for them. So those dreams can take various shapes and forms, from meeting a celebrity to having something as simple as an ice cream. Wow. Because kids are very varied in what they dream about, and it's fun to dream along with them and then make those dreams come true and encourage them that tomorrow is worth fighting for.
Amazing. And for decades, as you say, over three decades now, you've been making these dreams come true. And when you try to paint a picture of the impact of a dream, I mean, how do you illustrate that when people ask you?
So I think it's a tricky one, because, you know, a lot of people are going, how many schools did you build? How many children did you feed? And I say none. There's no tangible evidence, but there's something deep inside a child that happens when you fulfill a dream. And I always tell our donors, it's like we drop a pebble into a pond. You know, we're just the spark that ignites this flame, and you just don't know where it begins and ends. And last year, you know, we fulfilled a dream with the Springboks, and that young girl's video received over 2 million hits, and it touched an entire nation, and it transformed her family and her life and the community around. Because I think there's something so precious about a dream being fulfilled, and about this reality of the unexpected becoming expected, and we just have this privileged part to play in that. But We just held the stone in the pond that watches that ripple effect and watches change happen.
But when that change happens, it is like this incredible life affirming thing, because it's people coming together in different capacities to use whatever gifts and connections and talents and resources they have to make this. And it's like the best of humanity. It's like that. This is, can you think of a more noble thing to do than to make a child's dream come true?
Sure. Yeah, it's incredible. And I'm always amazed at the kindness and the generosity of the people that we work with, our doctors, our nurses, our sponsors, our donors, people who just come and sacrifice their time and their effort and their finances to help us make those dreams come true. And I mean, last year we were able to fulfill over 2,000 dreams across South Africa. Wow. So we were able to touch lots of children's lives. And I think in the 36 years, we've made about 27,000 dreams come true.
Wow.
That's a lot of dreaming.
That is.
And we want to make sure that the dreams keep coming. So the story, obviously, is that this is a charity organization that has to continuously find ways to raise funds to make these things a reality. And this is why we're having a chat about the latest exciting thing on the calendar, the Reach for a Dream Ladies Fundraising Breakfast. Tell us about the breakfast.
Yes, so in order for us to make dreams come true, we've got to raise about 36 million rand across the country. So obviously these fundraising events are very important for us. And it's an opportunity, I feel, for the community to get out and support our organization and to be a part of the dream-making process. So we always tell people that when they buy a ticket, when they join us for an event, they are becoming dream makers themselves. And so we've decided to put on a ladies' fundraising breakfast. it's not just about raising money and raising awareness for Reach for a Dream, but it's a morning where women can connect, where women can come and enjoy each other's company, have a beautiful breakfast, and just receive some inspiration themselves through the various people that we have speaking at the breakfast. You know, as women, we've titled the breakfast The Myth of Balance. As women, you're either juggling family, husbands, children, jobs, careers, studying, whatever it is. And it's that thing of, is there really balance, or how best do we get hold of that balance? So we want women to come and be a part of something special, but also walk away feeling encouraged and inspired themselves.
That's going to be a really, really enlightening gathering, the myth of balance. So if you're listening to this right now, and if you want to be at that table, how can folks reach out? How can ladies sign up bring back up with them? And why should people support this event and others like it on the fundraising calendar?
Yeah, so if they want to get involved, they're more than welcome to get in touch with myself. So it's kerry@reachforadream.org.za, and our tickets are R500 or R5,000 per table. So we're encouraging you, bring your sisters, bring your colleagues, bring your mom, bring your young daughters, and come and have a morning of fun and just inspiration. But I think the most important part is that if you buy that ticket and you join us, you know that you're changing a child's life. Someone who is facing a life-threatening illness, who's in a dark tunnel, and you can help us be the light that reaches to them and encourages them tomorrow's worth fighting for. So buy a ticket so that our dreamers have a tomorrow.
That is the message, and we want to put it out far and wide this morning. That email address one more time, kerry@reachforadream.org.za. .org.za. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And for anyone looking for more information on the amazing work that Reach for a Dream continues to do, and possibly to find out other ways that they can come to the party, maybe to assist with some fundraising, the website is a great resource.
Yes, so you can go to our website, which is www.reachforadream.org.za, or onto any of our social media pages. Follow us, like us, join us on this mission of inspiring hope for children.
Let's make some dreams come true, Belita. What do you say? My special guest in the studio with me, Kerry Donkin, regional manager, and making the dreams a reality. Kerry, thanks so much for putting the word out, and let's hope to get a sellout ladies fundraising breakfast. What do you say?
That is the goal, and that is the hope, and we hope that the Belita community will join us in selling this event out.
We'll make that dream come true. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.